In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Who knows? It'll be summer tomorrow. It'll be spring the day after and fall 2 minutes after that. So it's just, it's amazing to me. Our weather is just...
I felt like winter
this morning. I was getting gas. I was getting blown around.
I'm wearing a sweatshirt. I thought I was on to golf shirt season.
Yeah, and shorts. I was wearing shorts at the beginning.
I know. And everybody was a little offended.
Stop. Offended?
I put a sweatshirt back on today.
Why? Because I have frozen French fry legs? That's why? You think I'm not hurt by that, by when I was a kid? I had good friends. They'd be like, because I hated wearing shorts when I was young. And so, and I was at sports camp, so I was that kid that was playing in denim.
Did they call you a crinkle cut?
No. Right. But it was, that would have been bad if it was crinkle cut. Finally, at the end of the year, we had like a track meet at the end of sports camp, and I'm like, I can't run in jeans, you know? And so now all of a sudden, I wear shorts for the first time, you know, like in August, and they're like, oh, look at those legs.
So riddle me this, Batman.
Well, that joke did nothing for you. Okay, thanks.
You got rid of Josh Naylor.
Yes, you did.
I'm not going to complain about that. I still don't understand it. I don't know that I ever will. Your guy Slade came in and pitched well. Maybe it works out. Okay, great. And then you signed Carlos Santana for more money. And we all like Carlos Santana. You know, Carlos is a great guy. He's here for his third go-around. He's the Guardians version of Joe Flacco. And I say that in a complimentary way.
Mm-hmm.
You brought Flacco back here for the football team because you liked him, and you know if you need him, you can play him, and he could probably do a solid job for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Carlos Santana is doing a solid job for the Guardians.
If I tell you, Jessica, yell at me for derailing our show.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead. Derail us. He doesn't care.
I just started to roll this great topic.
I know
out.
You did. You did. Hold on.
I'll tell you in the break. Jeff, keep going.
Okay. Right.
Jeff, keep going.
All right. So Carlos, to me, is the baseball version of Joe Flacco.
Okay.
But I wonder, at some point here...
Is he going to get cut? Is that what you're asking?
No, he's not going to get cut.
Is he going to retire?
I don't think Joe's going to get cut either.
Is he going to retire?
No. Well, he could. They're about the same age.
Yeah.
I wonder if Carlos gets in the way. And that's kind of what I'm... You know, I don't want to go Flacco here, but that's what I wonder about Flacco. Does Flacco get in the way of the young guys? Does Carlos get in the way of the young guys? Or if he does, in their estimation, do they make a move sometime this year with Carlos Santana? And if you look at the first base situation in this organization, it's loaded right now. And you have two guys who are here right now who are clearly competent first basemen who, if you needed to, you could start. Carlos Santana, who is 39, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of things about Carlos. You know, he was an all-star here in 2019, but since he's been on six different teams since 2019, and he hasn't hit above 240 in a season. Now, he was terrific yesterday, hit a couple of home runs. But since he was an all-star here and had his best season, he's been solid but not spectacular, I think is the best way to describe him. But he's come in here. He's done a nice job. He's been solid. He's been productive. He's the vet that this lineup so far has needed. I also think that he has served the purpose because you weren't sure maybe if Kyle Manzardo was completely ready to go, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
And though he has shown some pop, and I like him and you like him, I don't think he has shown the consistency yet to make you think, well, this guy's our everyday first baseman or DH. He's getting a lot of at-bats, and that's good. I keep waiting for him to really kind of pop and really become the guy. And if he does, that might make you rethink the Santana thing a little bit.
You got to think that he would be, if the Guardians felt like they had a young first baseman that they didn't, and again, this really has nothing to do with money, but if the Guardians felt like they could dish him, why wouldn't you?
Because you think you can compete and win this year.
Well, I'm just saying, maybe you think you have someone who's in place that you want to give the opportunity to play, and you can compete and win.
You mean Manzardo?
Yeah.
I don't know if he's shown the consistency yet.
But to trade him and maybe we'll get something back in return.
Trade like, who? Manzardo?
Santana.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so to trade, to me, Carlos Santana seems like an atypical Indians-Guardians trade that happened sometime in July where they send him to a team that maybe has an injured first baseman that's willing. What's he making, $11 million this year, something like that?
12.
Say $12 million. So he's making $12 million
this year. Very economical.
Which is not even in the top 10 among highest paid first basemen in this season. Paul Goldschmidt's making 12.5. So, I mean, that's your number 10 guy. So you look at it, and that's the kind of guy they end up getting a high-quality double-A pitcher for. And that, to me, or maybe two guys, two double A, a single A and a double A guy somewhere halfway through the season because they feel comfortable knowing that they have someone on the roster that they want to give the opportunity to play.
Carlos has been really productive lately. If I'm a team and I think I need a first baseman, you know, is now the time to strike? If you're the Guardians, are you looking to move him now? I don't think so.
Not today,
no.
But maybe a month from now, that's a legit conversation.
Well, I think that might be true. So you have those two first basemen who are here right now, Santana and Manzardo. Guys who are on their way, your guy, CJ Cephas.
Right.
And I'm happy to call him your guy. You've been all over him.
Let's be super honest. Almost anyone could play first base.
Oh, that's not true. Mike Hargrove just drove off the road.
But Mike didn't always play first base either, though, did he? Did he always play first base?
Yeah. He played a little outfield, but Mike was a first baseman.
I mean, there are guys that are great first base. Like, if you're left-handed, okay.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, I'll buy that. I'll buy it. But
Carlos won a gold glove. He's a righty.
Again, I'm just talking about...
Was a catcher.
How hard is it to, is it easier to convert an infield, a second base?
You know, like I truly don't think anybody can play first base.
I think a lot of outfielders, especially guys that find themselves over 6'2", 6'3".
Or long in the tooth.
6'3", right? 6'2", 6'3". Those are the guys you want playing first base.
You still have to have some ability there. There's a lot that goes on at first base.
I understand that you have to have ability to play first base, but I do think it's a position someone can easily transition to.
Well, you have...
If they're an athlete. I mean, look, athletes can play first base.
You have Kafis on the way.
Right.
And might not be your typical first baseman, although he's starting to hit for a little bit more power in the last year or so. And he was a third-round pick just 2 years ago. So, I mean, he's come on pretty fast. Hits left-handed. Kyle Manzardo hits left-handed. Ralph Velasquez is the guy who was their first-round pick in the same draft that Kafis was a third-round pick in. But Ralph is still only like 19 years old. He's at Lake County. He's not hitting very well. He hits left-handed. So you've got, if you're looking in the minors right now, who are your first basemen? Well, they're left-handed hitting guys. So you got Manzardo and Kafis and Velasquez. And I'm wondering, you need them all? I actually saw a story yesterday that said if the Guardians are looking to do something, trade Ralph Velasquez, your prize prospect. And I thought, well, I don't know that I want to do that yet. Doesn't seem to be the thing to do, does it?
It's not like you're trading Evan Mobley.
No, well, that's true. But if for an organization that's trying to develop power hitting and try and develop hitting, I don't know that you want to trade one of your considered best prospects. He's the sixth best prospect in the organization, according to MLB.com. I wonder about that. So he's on his way, which, again, he's a number of years away. Kafis isn't. Andy Kafis is going to be here. I mean, and sooner rather than later, I would assume it's going to be in the outfield. However,
One of those guys, doesn't the path get a little bit quicker?
Well, the outfielders aren't hitting.
And maybe he's a guy that you might want to trade. Maybe you need a pitcher down the road and you feel like you're contending.
The last thing I want this team to do is to hit somebody or to trade somebody who's hitting. This team needs hitters more than it needs pitching. Don't you think?
Would you rather trade an unproven major league talent?
There's a couple of other things here. No, because I drafted the guy in the first round for a reason.
And I'm talking about a guy that I want. I want to see him play.
I want bats in this lineup that can hit. And so far, it looks like he can hit. And his manager, Andy Tracy at Columbus, has flat out said he will hit in the majors. Which I thought, well, that's a fine recommendation, isn't it? Just said he could hit, flat out hit in the majors. And then you also have this. Johnkenzie Noel has played first base. He came up as a first baseman. Now he's not hitting now, so it doesn't really matter. Nolan Jones came up as an infielder, actually played 10 games at first base for the Colorado Rockies. He could play first base. He's 6'6", Andy.
Mm-hmm.
And David Fry is going to DH. When he's good to go, he's DHing at Akron right now. I would assume David is going to be on this team this year. If David is your DH, because he's not going to play the field, we're told, because of his Tommy John surgery. So he's DHing against lefties and maybe more. So then what are you going to do with Manzardo or Santana?
Exactly.
This thing is screaming that Carlos Santana is going to get traded this year. Don't you think?
I said that to you when we were driving in today. It kind of makes sense, doesn't it?
I don't see how
he is a viable option to trade to a team that might be desperate for a first baseman sometime after the All-Star break.
I don't see how you play these guys who you seemingly want to play.
Financially, he becomes a $5 million investment instead of $11 million or $6 million instead of a $12 million, right?
I would think. Mike is in North Olmsted. Hello, Mike.
Thank you, guys. I listen to you every day.
Thank you,
Mike. Appreciate that.
I normally agree with you, but I'll be very frank with you. I love my Indians, my Guardians, whatever you want to call them. Mm-hmm. It's our Cleveland team. Mm-hmm. The thing that really frustrates me is that we won 90-plus games last year. We regressed from last year. We got rid of a Gold Glove second baseman. I know he wasn't hitting that great, but he's still a better hitter than we have right now. We got rid of Naylor. We knew only 1 year left on Naylor. We could have kept him for that year, or if we were going to trade him, we should have traded him at the deadline in the middle of the year. I mean, that's one thing we're really missing right now is Josh Naylor, because he was that spark. And every time we got in a slump, every time we got really late in the game and we need somebody to pick us up, he always came through with a big home run when we needed it. I don't understand why everybody gives Chris Antonetti all these great praises. Sometimes the best move is no move.
You know, I'll tell you that.
I'll agree with you with Naylor.
The funniest part, the person will probably say that to most of you, Chris Antonetti. We'll tell you the same thing.
Mike, thanks for the phone call. I will agree with you on the Naylor. I still don't understand it. Maybe they thought they just had so many guys coming up that they wanted to play eventually. We just went over some of those guys. It screams to me, when Fry is back, Kafis is hitting 360-something, AA and now AAA. He seems like he's ready to go. You have other guys you're sorting through in right field. It screams that Carlos Santana could be a short-term option here. That okay? 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps on the Fan.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.